We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yo, it's Monday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. The Honora boys are in the building. This is the Lucky Lefty Podcast, brought to you by Honora Whiskey. HonoraWhiskey.com. It's that premium American whiskey, HonoraWhiskey.com. And if you drink, make sure that you do so
responsibly.
Got to do it responsibly. Great weekend left. Two really good NBA games. Series tied 1-1. I said it would be in five, so I'm not shocked. I knew that's the type of game the Heat would have to play to win one. And, you know, we move forward down to Miami.
You know, it's more interesting than people give it credit for, just because it's not the superstars that we hear of the most. I think it'll be underrated when it's all said and done.
Great. So I agree with you. It's funny, Lef, because growing up in the city, you become detached when you move out to the suburbs. Your boy's about to tell on himself a little bit. So my boy hits me after service yesterday. Like, yo, I'm throwing something on the grill. He stays on the low end of Chicago. It's kind of like an area called Bronzeville. It's kind of like a Harlem Renaissance type deal. It's like where, you know, the yuppie blacks, you know, the up and coming stays, jazz clubs, black businesses. It's, you know, it's an up and coming area, the Kenwood Bronzeville area. Now, this area, when I was growing up, left was notorious, bro. When you heard the low end, it was like, you don't want to keep calling the low end.
That's right.
So, yesterday, man, I drive, I park, I'm getting out the car, and I hear cat, 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 cat. Dude, you talking about somebody hit the ground, man.
Hit the ground, bruh.
So I'm on the ground, and I'm calling my wife's name, like, babe, you all right? And she's like, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm on the ground. And then I hear pat, pat, pat. And she's like, it's fireworks, fool. I'm like, oh my God. They got me, Lef.
Yeah, they got me.
They got me, Lef. They got me, Lef. I'm so detached from the city, I don't know the difference anymore, bro. You know, back in the day, you know the difference. You know what I'm saying? You'll be walking down the block, you hear something, they'll be like, oh, what's that? Like, oh man, that's such a soul. Like, that's nothing.
See, bro, you watch ESPN and John Morant too much, you think people just out here wilding.
They might have taken my car yesterday, Lef. They might have taken my car, bro.
And it will make it worse. Your wife, you know, don't make it no better. She ain't dead. The missus
was like, where are you? Like,
she didn't duck with you or nothing. That's
No. She's from the 12 Deuce. So, she's a real one. She's a real one.
Like, I'm tying my shoe. My shoe down here. You didn't tell you sit on the ground. He didn't even say crouching. You just.
Oh, man. And I don't even know what had me in that mindset to immediately react like that, Lev. I'm talking about, I'm like getting out the car and immediately was like.
Telling you, watching TV and that news every day. They got you thinking everybody out here is like John Wick.
Oh, man, dude. Lucky Lefty podcast, man. I saw something else crazy. There's actually a spot called Uncle Remus in Chicago, famous for their chicken wings. They have a 4-piece chicken tender meal that's $14, bro.
What?
I said, there is no way. Now, if you're going to put for 6 wings, I might pay $13-14. But for chicken tender?
They're not doing it.
No, cook your own food, man. It costs too much to go out nowadays. Man, go to YouTube. That thumbs up, smash it for us. Helps with the views. Exclusively at CFB Nation on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find us. We give you the audio edibles each and every day. That's the Lucky Lefty podcast, home of the misguided passion. You already know we spin it different.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yo, BBZ, what's up, sis? She said the 3-piece combo at Popeyes is 13 now. Word? See, man, it's been a while. Popeyes used to be like $7 with the extra biscuit. Man.
That's treacherous, man.
I got B-Heart 1074 getting on me, says Shonda got syrup suburban eyes.
It's really crazy to think about, man, how you don't get a lot of you know, what's crazy is that actually during the pandemic, they were pushing out those family meals where you get like six chicken breasts, you know, the three or four sides for like $30.
Mm-hmm.
Now with inflation, they flipped it on us. So now you get a small fry. Guess how much an ice cream cone is?
Oh, absolutely.
$2.19.
Yes.
$2.19?
Yes. That's bananas, right?
I said I wanted an ice cream cone, not a hamburger.
Yeah.
No, they said no, it's $2.19. I'm like, they used to be a dollar.
Yeah.
99 cents. So it's crazy what's going on, man. Watch out there.
So we left off on Friday. You did a fabulous film evaluation of Catholic Memorial's 24 offensive tackle Gerby Lambert, who was supposed to be at Ohio State this past weekend, changed his schedule, came in to Notre Dame instead, and left. I gave a hypothetical reason as to why, which I thought that happened. And I thought to myself, this young man must have some really mindful people around him to tell him, look, there's a reason why you love Notre Dame and Notre Dame was your leader, despite Harry Hiestand not being there. Just because Harry's not there, don't just let this opportunity go by the wayside. Go check him out. Matter of fact, check them out first before you go see the other coaches that you have a relationship with, the other O-line coaches. And that's what he decided to do. He shows up on campus, and Notre Dame wows him. I talked about this on the other show with B. Driss on Friday, I believe. I thought one of the most impactful things would be the current players on the offensive line that would be there. Because some come back early before they actually have to report. Some did come back. So not only did he have some of the commits there, he also had some of the current O-line players. And Lev, you know from experience, whether it's Harry or any other coach, the O-line in Notre Dame moves in unison, man.
Yeah, the whole group is there.
Yeah, it's like another brotherhood inside of the brotherhood. So the vibe he got, coming from a Catholic school, very familiar with how Notre Dame works, academics on point. And then Joe Rudolph had to seal the deal. He had to seal the deal.
That's the benefit of stuff like that. You get the influence of the guys that are currently there. And when current players show up, you know, your temperature, competitive level rises as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Great to be a part of a atmosphere like that. And that's why that's why it's on campus. You know what I mean? And that's the whole point about it is that you put it on campus with the atmosphere there, your parents are there, you're taking it all in. But the players being there is a free benefit because, you know, we're just hanging out, usually coming after training table or something. We'll go over there, you know, it's kind of kosher. But mm-hmm. two guys coming to camp is huge. And you get to, you know, see who's coming up and see how they work in recruiting as well.
This young man, you broke down this film. He is a must get. He is a man. Not a technician like Joe Alt. More of a mauler, already, man, proficient in the run blocking, just the drive. He just got a nasty side to him. You can get him in, get him some technique. Joe Rudolph, that's one of the great things about Joe Rudolph. His resume at Wisconsin is being able to take guys that are unheralded and produce offensive linemen that are good offensive linemen, not only in college, but in the NFL. So development is his strength. He knows how to develop. He has an eye for guys that might not be that five-star, that high four-star. Gerby Lambert fits that mold of the high four-star. So you put him next to a developer and a coach like Joe Rudolph, you might be cooking with grease.
Yeah, definitely cooking with grease. And, I mean, Joe Rudolph, like you said, has the experience of being a lot of different places, coaching a lot of different positions. And so – mm-hmm. It's a trustable guy to be around, a guy that, you know, has some wealth of knowledge on different things that can get you to the next level. And I think when you have that in the holster, as Marcus Freeman does, when you're bringing another old lineman of a Harry Hiestand who's hard to replace. But to fill in, I think Joe Rudolph, like we said back when he got hired, is a great fit in the transition of moving to something else, losing a guy like Harry Hiestand.
But Notre Dame can overcome it. I think they overcame it when he chose to go to the Chicago Bears, and Notre Dame will overcome it. I think they built up enough cachet that the cachet itself is what got this young man to change his schedule.
Wow.
The cachet. And so Notre Dame did a fantastic job. And not only that, according to the intel over at Irish Breakdown on a message board, they're probably the leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or back being the leader, because they were the leader without question when Harry Hiestand was the one leading the charge recruiting this young man at offensive tackle. So that's a great, great piece of information coming out of this weekend, because we were waiting to see what Joe Rudolph could do. What side would he fall on? Is he one of the coaches that can't seal the deal, or would he be one of the coaches on the staff that's pretty good at sealing the deal with top talent at his position?
Yeah, sealing the deal with top talent is something that we have to be better at as a staff, that Marcus Freeman has changed drastically over the course of the couple of years he's been there, which is a positive moving forward in the future when you add wins and more seasons to Marcus Freeman's journey. The retention on great talent and recruitment of great talent is going to get better with a staff that stays together. And then the ones that are being replaced and reloaded with have that experience coming in where we're not developing coaches like we're developing these players too.
So I told you that there was a clone of one of your favorite wide receivers, Mr. Corey Robinson, who was once the student body president of Notre Dame. I just think that's super dope, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's super dope, man. My man left the gridiron like, man, you know what? I'm about to do this political thing. Corey Robinson. Now, you know, he's doing a lot of work with NBC Sports and other things. And at the Irish Invasion, a kid from Vegas, the big-time program out of Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman, 6'6" wide receiver Derek Meadows out of the 2025 class, received an offer from Notre Dame, 6'6", very raw, and ran very well. To get this type of kid, to get on him early and get him in the fold, Notre Dame does not have this type of kid that's 6'6" and can run well. Look, I'm starting to have flashes of Randy Moss, bro, when I hear 6'6" and can run. Like, Corey was one thing, but 6'6" and can run? Yes, sir. I love what I'm hearing. But can you pull him away? You know, Bishop Gorman has a history of feeding other schools in the Pac-12, right? So it's going to be a task to get this young man away from the West Coast. But Chancey Stuckey has been on one, as we say. He has been on one. So if there's a coach on the staff that can do it, it would be Chancey Stuckey. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of that too, man, when you think about it, he's been – an elite recruiter of receivers, which is how he got to Notre Dame to begin with. So that's only trickling and translating into our program. And to see the talent raise, not that we didn't have talent before, like Dale Alexander claimed, but to have a talent from a recruitment standpoint where these guys are ranked and talked about and wrote about in many articles, you get to see that being on the Notre Dame campus, you get to change the perspective of, okay, is it the quarterback? Is it the coaching? Like, what is bringing these guys the attention to Notre Dame? And Marcus Freeman is a big hand in that. And Chancey Stuckey is really selling the vision up, because, you know, we haven't been the team to have the most pass happy quarterbacks. So to be able to get these top receivers with the thought in their mind that, yeah, well, we got somebody that's there that's throwing that rock around, because we're going to be something nice. I think he's been able to sell that the right way.
Would you like to watch some film of this Corey Robinson clone and tell us what you think, Lev?
We're going to have to.
Hey, man, let's get to it. Derek Meadows, Bishop Gorman. He plays defensive end and wide receiver. Now, that's a crazy time. Look at this kid, bro.
Yeah, he's just 6'6". It's crazy.
Bro, a 6'6 receiver is crazy.
Not to me, Rousey. I mean, they're not playing defense.
Blaine. No, they're not. But they dominate in the Vegas area pretty consistently off coverage. He's going to take up space.
I mean, I don't know if I want to watch this because this is this is getting
this is 707.
You can't even tell if he's good or not. He's wide open.
But he was this now. These highlights are from his true freshman year.
I mean, just this is freshman football.
Okay, this is freshman film.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. I know Las Vegas football isn't that great, but oh, we're recruiting this young. Okay, I mean, hey. One of those kids that's just better than everybody else.
Pretty much.
At this competition level. But, I mean, you know, he's wiry. He runs around. I mean, I don't know what you kind of.
But you got – it's one thing to watch his film, but it's one thing to actually see him up close and personal.
Yeah, I mean, he's got – he's obviously going to be wanted by everybody because he's just one of those, close your eyes, you can do something, you know. Fast, got a motor, tall, athletic. You know, you just need him on your team. So, who knows if he's going to be a great receiver at DN. He's going to find something. We actually, interestingly enough.
Just get him on the roster, right? Just give him a spot. We'll figure out.
Like, who cares? Like, seriously, he beef him up, be offense tackle. Who knows? We did it to Joe Hall. You know, so who cares? But you know, interesting enough, we have the same exact thing on our team. 6'6 guy, 16 years old. He got an offer from USC already, Utah, major time offers, but it's like, what are they offering him at? He only had a couple of tapes on varsity, not that much. Like, but you can see that they really like the potential. And you know, sometimes when you have a potential of a 6'6 kid that's playing football,
so talk about get offered. He ran a 4.5 left. So talk about
doesn't matter. 6'6 at 16, and he's just playing. You can't get a 6'6 dude to just play football. So if he just that's and he's not blocking or putting his hand in the dirt necessarily,
right?
He goes off. Just automatically. Oh, you know, that's just how like basketball. If you 6'11, you're just gonna get one.
Yeah.
It don't really matter if you're not that good.
Right.
Who cares? This kid is 6'6. He's you know, fast. What who cares? He's playing football. You're not just gonna let him walk out the door. You're gonna be crazy. Just let him walk out the door. No way. We have to offer you because you're just because
we have to offer you, kid.
We don't care about that. We've seen enough. That's the kid you just watch a couple of plays. Okay, he can move around and he's 6'6. Oh, he's whatever you want him to be. So that's the advantage. That's why LeBron would have been nice at football, playing tight end. We could have played whatever because he probably ran like a 4 or 5 when he was in what. 20-something years old. So
Jimmy Butler actually said he would have been nice at football.
I mean, yeah, Jimmy Butler 6'6". And look at Jimmy Butler right now. You don't think he could have played defense or all? He could have played anything he wanted. Quarterback would have been sweet. So when you have a 6'6 prospect summing this all up, you're getting offered. Yeah. You're getting offered.
Yeah. Irish Invasion, like you said, it was about 10 to 12 kids that really stood out. It was a fantastic weekend. You had kids on social media, you know, posting pictures, showing love, not only to Notre Dame, but the coaching staff, talking about the fabulous time they had. And I think it's a great weekend. It's going to continue to grow. Last year, they ended up getting CJ Carr, Cam Williams, Aeneas Williams, and Jack Larson. Out of the invasion. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're going to pull in a haul like that for the 25 season moving forward, but it sure would be nice to get a fast track start on the 25 season to get two or three of these kids to commit. Another kid, 2025, Christopher Burgess, Simeon Vocational High School. Yes, I said Simeon. They're known for basketball, but they play football as well. Remember, wide receiver Malik Elzey from Simeon was a target of Notre Dame in the 23 class before he committed to Cincinnati. And after the coaching change, he eventually settled down in Champaign with the Fighting Illini and Brett Bielema. Well, they come back to Simeon, and Christopher Burgess, defensive end, this dude left, let me tell you, 6'4", 255, cut, long arms. Hey, it's one of those in Chicago at least every year. At least every year. And you have to find him. Man, from everything that I hear, he showed out. He flat out showed out, which is crazy because I would say if you ask local people who is the best defensive player in the class of 25, the city, the coaches would be split between Burgess and Nate Marshall from Fenwick. You have to remember, Nate Marshall was the defensive player of the year in the same conference as Justin Scott. As a sophomore, he beat out Justin Scott for that award. Him and Chris Burgess, they're neck and neck. They're neck and neck. And it's just the fact Nate Marshall plays a little quarterback as well. Can throw it, can run it, does a lot. Burgess is just strictly, man, I'm coming to get this quarterback. And he does it probably better than anybody else in the state of Illinois, honestly. So Al Washington is getting the jump early. He fought, yo, Al, that's right. Start off early with the Chicago kids. Lock them up. That's what you're supposed to do. Lock them up. That's what you're supposed to do. So let's talk about Kedren Young. You broke down his film as well, left. He's my favorite running back left on the board. They don't need a second running back, but they've chosen to go ahead and get a second running back. And they could be picky because they could pretty much say this dude has to be a stud. We're not just about to just take anybody because we already have Aeneas Williams. So right. They go and they bring Kedren Young in. Look. This staff, look, we knew, right? What did we say? We said, Dylan McCullough, oh, he's going to do his job. We had full confidence on Friday that when Kedren Young got on campus, Dylan McCullough was going to make it happen. And lo and behold, what we hear is that Dylan McCullough, Marcus Freeman, and the entire staff did an excellent job with Kedren Young. And Kedren Young leaves with Notre Dame, in my opinion, at the top. Flat out at the top. And you get, yo, this might sound blasphemous to people. I can't think of a better 1-2 punch at running back that Notre Dame's had the last 5 years recruiting. That's about as far back as I'll go. At least over the last 5 years.
Hey, Major. Yeah, I'll probably say that.
At least over the last 5 years. You know, because when you look at his film, strong inside run, and what is it that you said about him? He's just one cut and go.
Yeah, just a one cut go type of guy.
Let him run a lot of inside zone and do his thing. He doesn't need to run a lot of pitch plays. Give all the outside stuff to Aeneas Williams and let them be thunder and lightning. Just let them be thunder and lightning. Bronte Johnson, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is actually on campus right now. I wouldn't be shocked if Notre Dame came away with a commitment this weekend.
A commitment?
A commitment. And then, because what's happening a lot, Lef, is kids are committing, but then they want to announce. That happens a lot, especially when Notre Dame is like the clear-cut leader for some of these guys. Sean Savignano committed a month before he announced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he committed to Notre Dame almost three weeks before he announced it publicly. So kids are committing, I guess you can call it a silent commit, and then they turn around, and they just want to have the opportunity to make the announcement publicly at their own ceremonies and everything. So you got the Texas schools coming out, the Kendrick Young, of course, TCU, A&M, Texas Tech. So, you know, Notre Dame is in a really, really good spot. Really good spot.
We need it.
They've done a great job of planting the flag in Texas over the last 2 years, bro.
Yeah, we have a good, healthy amount of Texas guys every year. Cam McDaniel, Torrey Hunter Jr., Corey Robinson. You know, we get our, you know, Nicholas Watkins, Jalen Brown. Yeah. So we got a lot of guys that can – a pipeline that come from the Texas area, but –
yeah,
because every good college team has some Texas guys on it.
You have to like what you see. You have to like what you see from the haul that they've gotten from Texas, bro. It has been, man, start with the three receivers.
Oh, yeah.
Receivers. Yeah. They've done a great job. And I guess they felt like, I guess they felt like they had to, in a sense.
Keeping up with the Joneses a little bit.
All right, bro. Well, I told you about this kid being the number one pass rusher in the state of Illinois, and I'll give you a glimpse as to why I feel that way. Chris Burgess, Simeon Vocational High School. Of course, he's playing my alma mater, Morgan Park, right here. In the green and orange.
There's a Morgan Park University, right?
Say it again.
There's a Morgan Park University.
Oh, I'm not sure. I've never heard of it.
I think Corey Holmes went there his last year or something like that.
Really?
Is Simeon's football team pretty good?
Oh, Simeon is religiously in the city championship just about every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they dominated until Kenwood, who has Marquise Lightfoot and some other kids that got offers from Alabama and Iowa. They put together a great program over at Kenwood to kind of rival them. So it's kind of like Morgan Park, Simeon, Kenwood, maybe a couple of other schools. So, yeah, I don't know who put together, man. He needs to get another editor, dude. Like, yo. Yeah,
bad take. I might have missed it. See, that's why the Chicago dude's getting messed over. They highlight tape guy. Making music videos. He ain't making highlights. He making YouTube videos, man.
Oh, man, Lucky Lefty Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, CFB Nation, in conjunction with Irish Breakdown, man. Give you the audio edible each and every day. You know how we do it. We spin it different. 25 class, Daniel Anderson was a running back out of Arkansas, Bryant, Arkansas. He stood out this weekend as well. You got Yvonne Taylor out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Catholic. Baton Rouge Catholic. Oh man, he's a safety, Left.
There we go.
Yeah, see, I knew The safety would tickle your fancy, love.
Yeah, yeah. We talking good now.
Now you're like, okay, what are we talking about? And he's a, you know, he's a kid that you're probably gonna have to fight, you would think, LSU.
Brian? Say they so we should win battles against Brian. She'd be like, are you thinking about Coach Kelly? No, don't.
Paul Mickey Jr. from Texas was also there. Had a good time. We'll see. He's going to go take other visits. They have Bronte Johnson and some other safeties come in. Davis Andrews, who, because of his affiliation with the Mormon church, is probably going to be taking a mission within the next 12 months, most believe. Oliver Miles, Malcolm Ziegler. So Notre Dame is going to take most of like the first guy that they can lock up out of their group. And Bronte, in my opinion, more than likely is going to be probably the first.
See who we seal the deal on. I think we're building a great class.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Yvonne Taylor is out of Winter Garden, Florida. He's out of Winter Garden, Florida. So our guy Brian Smith that came on with us said he has an opportunity to be a top 10 player in the state of Florida next year. Top 10. That's pretty good if you can be top 10 in the state of Florida.
And left top 10 Vermont.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead, check him out. You see the fire ring, a little bit better editing down in Florida than Chicago.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely has range and runs through tackles. Physical at the point of attack. They playing a little four mini here.
Tip drill.
Good little ball skills.
Mm-hmm. Come on out, videographer. Come on, man. What's up with these highlights,
man? They working on it. Good ball skills. You like to see guys flying around the tip ball.
Oh, he read that.
Right out of this.
Got to come down with that.
Play. I don't know.
He likes to woof a little bit too. Okay.
Hey, that's you get 30 extra points for that. RPO game look like it's going to be on lock.
Yeah, it can dislodge you from the ball. Don't do it to him. Yep.
Decent open field tackler. You want a guy that's going to fill that hole. That's what you want. He'll probably be using the same way the Oklahoma State transferred.
I like that play. He had the man in the zone, filtered back inside, was able to break it up.
Definitely a very instinctual player. You know, you can tell he knows how to play the game the right way. He's got some versatility in him and good ball skills. So you can tell he grew up just around the football, being able to just have a knack for it and have good awareness for where it is in relation to the receiver. So you need that. A physical guy that also can have good ball skills is hard to find.
Man, special question from Terrence Westbrook. He said, Sean, will you be at the East St. Louis versus Chicago Mount Carmel game August 26th? Terrence, this is the first time I knew that these two teams look, bro. You don't understand. You don't understand what this game right here means, boy. Hey, let me tell you something. This is like Mark Carmel is respected but not liked in the Chicago area, bro. You got it? Because you just get tired of them winning.
They got the Patriots disease going on.
Yeah, very much so. But you know,
after a while, people just like, you know what?
East Saint has always been that dominant program from downstate. That's always try to say we're the best program in the state. Even better than all the programs in Chicago. So this is a monument. This is a monumental matchup, bro. Monumental.
So they really believe that this is one versus two in the state.
Yeah. Yeah. This is monumental. I don't think people understand how big this is. We cannot allow East Saint to come away with a W, bro. Cannot. You cannot.
Any star players on the team?
Well, Darian Dupree, who Notre Dame targeted for a while at running back. Mark Carmel, Parker Starts, their linebacker. He went to the Irish Invasion last year. Michigan's on him. Illinois's on him. So, yeah. And East Saint always has big offensive linemen that the SEC gulps up. You know, they usually have some players that end up in Champaign at Illinois. So it's Power Five talent on both sides. Absolutely.
Absolutely. No, you want a balanced competition schedule. That's why Notre Dame puts itself amongst itself.
Yeah. I'll say this. At East Saint, they play a crazy schedule, and Mount Carmel plays a crazy schedule. Because I think East Saint played Carnell Tate and IMG last year.
Oh, they're the national schedule.
Yeah, they play a national schedule. So, and then the Catholic League in Chicago is crazy just because for Mount Carmel. So, it should be a good one. It should be a good one. Thanks for that, Terrence. I appreciate it.
That's right.
Chris Walker. Walker. Man, what's wrong with my tongue today, bro? Is Bronte a better wide receiver or defensive back? Leff already said this when he broke down his film. He's a defensive back, bro. You just need that type of attitude. Let's say you need a dude like that on the squad.
Yeah, you need those ones with some issues, because you need those ones that's not going to be afraid to put their nose in there when everybody else is going to make a business decision. And start talking about, oh, the movie with Will Smith and concussions. Oh, I'm trying to protect my NIL. I got to stay healthy. No, you need some guys that are going to go in there and just enjoy playing the game and what it takes to play the game at a high level. So not that they're sacrificing themselves, but they are dedicating themselves to, you know, winning and everything included on the team aspect. So, not everybody is like that. You know, there's a lot of different personalities on football teams, but that's just one of them.
Yeah, you can say that. Lucky Lefty Podcast. I would agree with that. Left, if you guys had won the championship in 2015, I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to think about it, okay? And you went to the White House. Who is the one person that you would be like, we cannot let him get on the microphone? Just think about it. Today,
the one person,
just think about it. As you think about it today, the Kansas City Chiefs visited President Joe Biden and the White House as the champions of the National Football League. And Patrick Mahomes made one of the greatest saves that you will probably ever see at the White House.
All right. So I've been waiting for this moment.
Sorry.
That cat Pat was like, nah, bro.
Nah. They was not playing that. You know, they take that, you know, that's real serious. You know, that's real. They really wanted to tackle him.
Yes.
You know? So they really wanted to had to check his side, said, all right, we had to just move the mic, but he was going down.
And you see how smooth Travis did it?
He had to stop playing quick because they would have. You know, any second longer, they would have had the people jumping all out the place. So he tried it, which was great. It was fun.
Oh man,
he's the only one on the team, and other than Pat, could have probably tried it. But man, they definitely about to snatch his ass. He probably felt it too. As soon as he grabbed, he just felt dudes just rushing.
Man. Dude, that cat Pat's like no, because I think he might have.
About what
he probably was trying to do, that you got to fight for your right.
Oh hell,
at the White House, and Pat was like, "No, bro, we're not doing that, bro."
They would have care about no football.
I know we got the Stanley Cup Finals coming on, but Pat might have had the best save of the summer, bro.
Hell yeah.
Look how smooth he walked over to the mic.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Sorry. Yeah, they play if they want to. We're not doing that right here, man.
Lucky Lefty Podcast, dude.
It was one of those parents. It was one of those parents. Get your ass over here. Hey, I'm sorry, family. I'm sorry. You know, just get your ass over here. Hey, that's how you know. That's what you want your quarterback to do, run the team. You know, you don't see nobody doing that to Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a time and place guy. You know, he'll do it on the boats and stuff.
And Trav probably had a little sauce, too. What? Trav probably had a little sauce. He probably had a little sauce in him.
Of course.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little sauce, but man. Good save by Patrick Mahomes. When we come back, Justice Scott saying what I've been saying. And then we'll talk about the art of the official visit with this dude right here. Lucky Lefty Podcast. We spin it different.